They say timing is everything in politics, and Malaysia's Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi is planning to use an early election to his advantage. A poll is expected to be held in the Muslim-dominated nation in March, a year and 2 months ahead of schedule, as Southeast Asia correspondent Karen Percy reports.
The speculation had been mounting that an early election was imminent, and now Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi has made his move. He hasn't given any particular reason for the snap poll, but it stymies any chance that Anwar Ibrahim will be able to take part.
Giving possibly the shortest campaign period in any democratic country, and to deny me my right to participate in the election.
Dr. Anwar is just 6 weeks shy from being able to re-enter politics after the 1999 conviction against him for corruption. Commentators say it's no coincidence that the announcement came on February the 13th because Dr. Abdullah sees 13 as a lucky number, and he's going to need some luck this time around. While he and his National Front coalition won the 2004 election with close to 90% of the seats, a repeat of such a result in 2008 is not likely. Dr. Wee Kee Beng is with the Institute of Southeast Asian Studies in Singapore.
They either cut subsidies now and call elections much later when memory has faded, or they call for elections now and then cut subsidies soon after that. And I think they're going for the second. And then, of course, since they're going to call for early elections, I suppose they thought they might as well call for it just before Anwar Ibrahim is back.
These days, Dr. Anwar is advising the People's Justice Party, which is led by his wife, Wan Aziza Wan Ismail. Dr. Anwar again.
The process is flawed because we have no access to the media, and we have not even to date cleared the electoral roll list. There are a lot of phantom voters, a lot of voters being transferred out of their constituencies. It is a major, major fraudulent practice.
In reality, there's little chance that Anwar Ibrahim and those working with him will get the votes needed to unseat Dr. Abdullah. Nonetheless, Dr. Wee Kee Beng says the ruling coalition does have reason to worry.
He is a threat in the sense that he will be a voice, a liberal Malay voice, that can challenge the ruling coalition. And if he gets into parliament, well, now he won't, but he can later on get into parliament, then you will have a very, very loud voice in parliament. And that's what's been missing for a while.
As yet, a date hasn't been determined for this vote, but given Dr. Abdullah's preference for brevity, it's tipped to be in the first 2 weeks of March. This is Karen Percy reporting for The World Today.